alarmingly with the situation. You have 300 to 400 new cases being reported a day at the moment. And while we think there were some early signs of a possible slowdown in that, we know we're at the stage where it's going to get worse before we see this being stabilised and better.
We've got about 60, 65,000 refugees stuck in Kagunga, which is a small area of land on Lake Tanganyika. There's a lack of water, there's very difficult, cramped, overcrowding conditions. I think you said horribly overcrowded conditions in an earlier briefing. Can you give us a bit more of an idea about what these people face?
Well, Lake Tanganyika is on the border between Burundi and Tanzania. People coming across are coming into areas which really have no facilities to deal with this kind of inflow. Kagunga, where many people are, insufficient latrines, there's insufficient clean water and sanitation. People are drinking water from the lake. The lake itself is suspected as a likely source of this cholera, because it's waterborne and you get cholera through consuming contaminated water. So very, very difficult circumstances. There's a full-on effort now with the Tanzanian authorities, with other agencies, to address this, putting in place hand-washing stations where we can, disinfecting boats, ferries, trains, buses, everything, bringing in additional help, purification tablets, vaccinations, everything that possibly can be done at the moment. But it's just at the most difficult of time in Western Tanzania. It's a problem that really nobody wanted to see.
And how hard was the decision to get those with cholera out of Kagunga and into your other more organised refugee facilities elsewhere? I know you're doing it by boat. I think you've got two boats, maybe more now. It's a very long, laborious process. There are reports of people and children dying on these boats. How hard was that decision to take the people out of Kagunga where they are now?
Clearly, you need to get people help. With so many new cases being reported, there has to be an organised approach to that. And at Kagunga, that just hasn't been possible. So we're trying to get people out of Kagunga. We're also, in the meantime, trying to help the situation there, because recognising it takes some time to get everyone out. But it is essential that if there is going to be proper work to bring a halt to this epidemic and bring it under control, then you clearly have to get people to where they can be helped.
When does the vaccination program start, or does a vaccination program start? I'm not sure it's a very helpful thing while the epidemic is running.
Oral vaccination is already happening. There's public health warnings going out in that area. Everyone's told about the need to wash hands, not drink contaminated water, and so on. So efforts are already underway. UNHCR is leading the effort there to try and throw everything we can at this, but in extremely difficult situations.
And looking ahead, once you get this under control, which you are going to do, there's a fear that you're looking at maybe 200,000 refugees coming in from Burundi. How are you going to cope with that? Have you got steps and measures in place?
Right now in the surrounding region, we're doing everything we can. But clearly, if we get numbers on that scale, and right now that looks certainly plausible, we are going to have more support in place. Today, an appeal is going out to donors for additional funding to help that. We are planning on the basis of up to 200,000 people over the next months. But you can see right now, with the cholera epidemic too in Tanzania, there is real pressure on the surrounding countries, and there is real need now to get support so that we can provide the help that's required.